This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Do you know there are now over 2,000 classified fears in the medical encyclopedia? Now, many of them we might know. Some of them you've probably never heard of. For example, butterphobia. Yes, the fear of peanut butter sticking to the top of your mouth. Yes, believe it or not, that's a legitimate fear for some people. Or photophobia. Now, that's one, a fear that you don't ever look good in pictures. Well, that's one for me. Some fears we're very familiar with and some are more obscure. For instance, we all know agoraphobia. That's the fear of open places. Well, today and again tomorrow, I want to talk to you about another fear. And this is a big fear. And it's all about one word, the fear of change. There are some changes that we love. But for example, when we lose a loved one, that's a terrible thing. Or we get fired from a job. Or experiences that some change in some other areas make us happy, others we're quite miserable. And we resist some of these changes, we run away from them. So the question is, how do you deal with this fear of change? I think it's something we do need to talk about. Let me say that everything is moving faster. The pace of life speeding up, progress always causes things to go faster. Have you noticed that? The problem is that we don't always keep up with it. It reminds me of a man who was out in his front yard mowing the grass. Now, he saw his neighbour come out of the house and head straight to the mailbox. He opened it, slammed it shut, stormed back into the house. He wasn't very happy. A little later, he came back again out of the house, went to the mailbox, opened it, and slammed it shut again. He did it 3 times, and the neighbour was puzzled. He said, "Look, is there something wrong?" And to which the man replied, "There certainly is. You see, my stupid computer in here says, you've got mail." Well, you know, things are changing, aren't they? King George of England wrote in his diary, July 4, 1776, "Nothing much happened today." Well, actually, he didn't realise, but there was a lot happening. The colonies were in rebellion. There was a full-fledged American Revolution going on. He didn't know about it. Of course, today, King George would hear about it instantly on the internet or TV news or emails. He'd just get it instantly. Everybody would be aware of what's happening. So it's true, isn't it, that things are moving faster. And I do feel a bit sorry for the elderly in our community who find this sort of thing quite difficult. It means, you know, that simple decisions can get very complicated. There are a couple of reasons for this. One, as I said, is technology that's connected everything. The world is smaller. Things that happen on the other side of the world affect our lives today. But we have multiple choices, and that's obvious every time you go shopping, isn't it? And every value that we have is being challenged. Now, right has been called wrong has been called right, and there are people today that don't even believe there's such a thing as right and wrong. So society's changed. So how are we supposed to live in this kind of environment when things are getting frantic, things are getting more complicated? What about the values that we hold as being important? How in the world are we supposed to live? It was Alvin Toffler, you might remember that very popular book years back now called Future Shock. And he said that when people go through rapid times of change, he says, these people need islands of stability. And how true that is. Maybe that's what you need today, an island of stability. In other words, what is it that I can sort of rest on that's not going to change? Well, God made us to be very adaptable, but when everything gets unglued, we need something, we've got to have something that doesn't change. You know, we've got to be able to say, I know there are things changing around me, but what can I count on? Well, the Bible, yes, the Bible certainly says there are some things that don't change. And I can think of 3 things, and we will share some more about this tomorrow. The first thing, and this is great news, you know, for you, God's love never changes. Yes, that's a statement that in Malachi 3 verse 6, it says in the Bible, I, the Lord, do not change. There's a theological term for that. Immutability of God. He does not change. He can't change. He will always be the same. He's perfect. And because God is perfect, you can't get any better than that. Heavenly Father, we do admit that there's change in everything, but Lord, help us to trust you. Amen.